Yo, yo, yo.
Yo, it's your boy.
It is your boy, Katsumoto. Now, I have in the past denied being your boy, and that was just, I just wasn't comfortable with that. I wasn't comfortable with just, you know, being your boy, but now, like, I'm okay with it. Like, as long as, you know, we can just be ourselves, that's okay with me. I'm going to stop doing this. I promise, one day. But not this day, okay? So here's the deal. I just found out there's like an unofficial Reddit that like some random people made, and yeah. So there's like this unofficial age out Reddit, and I looked at some of the questions and answers. A lot of the questions are really good. There's two kinds of good. Some were just like good questions. The others were like very well intentioned questions. What I mean is they're terrible questions, but they're from diligent people. Like, very kind of, you know, specific and kind of neurotic and OCD-ish questions, which I understand completely. Like, I'm, you know, in a real sense, I really am that type of person, kind of neurotic, detail-oriented, you know, what have you. But my success, quote-unquote success in life, such as it is, has come almost exclusively from kind of suppressing those tendencies to the point where they're useful, but they're not taking over, right? Like, if you let that kind of, you know, what used to be called scrupulosity take over, you won't get anywhere. You'll just be kind of stuck in a loop, you know? Check my keys type thing, you know? Or like spending an hour washing your hands. Not autobiographical. So, wow. Actually, Tikio-san once called me the Howard Hughes of Japanese, which I kind of like. Anyway, so here's the Q&A, the question. Here's the Q&A, and I'll give you the A. Yeah, give her the A. What does that even mean? Okay, so, question. When reading, how should I deal with being able to understand every word in a sentence, but being unable to understand the sentence as a whole? And so the question, I had to edit it fully for grammar and spelling. Comes from a nice person called Fanny... Fan XY Child X Dean, and he goes, so I've been doing age out for 7 months now, and my vocabulary keeps getting better and better, but lately I've been running into the following problem. I can read most of the words in a sentence aloud and know the meanings of all the individual words, yet still fail to fully comprehend the sentence as a whole. What should I do? Should I start paying more attention to the sentences and read it slower and more carefully, or should I just read, and immerse more, and it will eventually come to me over time the more Japanese I consume? Any tips or suggestions? Okay, so let me give you an example, dear beautiful listener. Here's an example of a sentence in English. Who put you up to this? Who put you up to this? That's a sentence in English. Who put you up to this? Now, these are all very simple words. Who put you up to this, right? Who put you up to this? What does that mean? So it's a sentence. Try this on, you know, if you have a friend, maybe a Japanese friend around with good but not perfect English, ask them a question, who put you up to this? And see if they know what that means. Now, this is very simple. Who put, these are such basic words, right? Who put you up to this? These are like really high frequency words, and yet So I can say right now with a pretty high level of confidence that if you give this to someone who is, again, whose English isn't perfect, or, you know, isn't maybe good, maybe functional, but isn't perfect, if you give it to them, perfect, quote-unquote, if you give this to them, they will not understand what it means, which is interesting. It's a very simple... you don't understand what all the words mean, and you don't understand what the whole means. This happens because everything still is... There are patterns that... I mean, first of all, the idea that there even are words is kind of a fiction. It's a useful fiction. Don't get me wrong. I'm not against fictions. I'm not against modeling. But the idea that even words even exist is actually, like, words don't exist. Yeah, in a way, yeah. In a way, well, they're kind of arbitrary, but they've kind of been reified, right? Because we've taken them. The idea that a word has a meaning. Well, we at least know that words have multiple meanings. They have valencies, right? And some words go well together and other words don't, quote unquote, right? And they are, I'm just going to say quote unquote the whole time. And so anyway, this idea that words even exist is kind of a model. And then the idea that, So the idea that is kind of a, the idea of words are themselves kind of a conceptual model of language. And, you know, it helps that written language really helps you have this idea that words exist. But if, trust me, if you're dealing language only with spoken language, it's more like, it would be more fluid. Anyway, so words. And then, so the idea then, if you know words, you'll know what the whole means. That's kind of not true. You have a good chance of knowing, but it doesn't mean you'll know. And that's because there are patterns to working at different levels, right? Different levels. So there are patterns that work at the word level, and then there are patterns that work kind of at the phrase level, or even at the clause level, or, you know, it's kind of, is it, you know, is a clause necessarily a phrase? Anyway, no, I don't think it is. Well, is it? No, I'd say a clause is a phrase, but not all phrases are clauses. Okay, yeah, whatever. So, at the phrase level, you know, at higher levels, bigger chunks of a language also function as a whole. And, you know, arguably this is just a case of put someone up to something, but it's more than that. That's explaining the trees but missing the entire forest. And the forest is, there are patterns that exist beyond the word level. And so the fact, and some of these, you know, set phrases, like to put someone up to something, it's kind of a set phrase, but there are other patterns that aren't quite set phrases, but they're, you know, still someone advanced in language with a very high level of knowledge of a language will be able to parse them, and someone with less of that knowledge will not be able to parse them. And that's completely normal. The solution is not, again, isn't to read slower. It is to keep exposing yourself to things. It is to keep looking things up. And, you know, if you're faced with, as some dictionaries don't tell you everything that exists, unfortunately. Like, I remember, like, the phrase, like, Tayuka, right? It's not going to be in the dictionary. Like, you look it up, you'll hear it all the time. What does Tayuka mean? It's not in the dictionary, and no one will be able to explain it to you. Unless, basically, almost no one can explain to you what it means. But, at the same time, if you just keep going, you'll figure out what it means, right? So, yeah. Do keep going. Do keep learning stuff. Do keep adding things, yeah, at the word level to your knowledge. It'll eventually come together, basically, is what it comes down to. Again, there are higher levels of abstraction and just higher levels of, not of abstraction, sorry, but, yeah, I guess it's higher level of abstraction, isn't it? But it's more, there are patterns that function at, you know, above the single word level. I mean, it seems obvious, but it's not. I mean, in a way, like, that's what grammar is in a way, right? It's these patterns that function above the single word level, but in many cases, typically, unless you're doing just, like, I don't know, declension of, declension, or not even declension, but conjugation, in the case of Japanese, of a verb, but again, which I wouldn't mess with, just take things that, I wouldn't mess with it too much, it's not often productive, it's often counterproductive, produces confusion, overthinking, but, anyway, yeah, so, yeah, you keep going, that's all, it's not one of those things where, you're not going to work this out by reading slower. It's not a mathematical problem, you know, that you're going to mull over. And even we can get into, like, what the best route would be in mathematics education, but let's not. So it's not one of those things where you're going to, like, suss out. It's not a failure of reasoning. It's not at least a purely rational thing. It's not something, oh, here's predicate logic, and here's this statement, you know, run through the rules of logic, there aren't that many, to figure out if the statement is, you know, at least logically sound or not. Or I've mixed a lot of things. I've mixed predicate logic with, like, other kinds of logic. It's been a while since but you know what I mean? Like, if you can say, here's this statement, and here's this logical system, or the set of axioms. If you run through the set of axioms, you're going to see if this statement works. And it's not like doing a mathematical proof, you know, by induction or any other method. It's not like that. So it's not something you can just think. You can't think your way through this. You need more exposure to many more patterns so that you can make sense of more things. And, yeah, that's going to come through, you know, the combination of, you know, reading, hearing, watching, and looking things up in the dictionary. So, yeah, that is my advice to you. Just keep going. It's not something you can think your way through. Keep going, keep reading, keep immersing is my advice to anyone having this problem where, you know, you can understand every word in the sentence, at least, or you know at least a meaning for every word in the sentence, and yet you do not know what the sentence as a whole means. And that's because, again, it's true that, you know, words are going to have relatively stable meanings, but they can combine in ways that don't have any, at least superficial connection, or sometimes any connection at all to their, like, to to what the to the words base mean or what it looks like, right? Because, I mean, yeah, you can kind of see how who put you up to this is related to the meaning of put as in put on the table on the one hand, but really it isn't. Like, it's kind of extended so far that it's no longer entirely transparent what that meaning is. It's not to overthink this again, but yeah, you can, it's normal for you to, it's frustrating, but normal to be able to know every word in a sentence more or less. Yeah, I know every word, but not really understand what the sentence as a whole means or phrase. That's a thing. It's okay. Keep going. Don't overthink it. Just keep going. Keep learning. Yeah, so that's all I have for you today. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions, let me know. You know, hit me up, HMU. And, you know, maybe I'll answer them, you know. You know, maybe I'll be your boy. Okay, take care. Bye for now.